The title of today's talk is Gratitude is Surrendering. We're coming upon Thanksgiving and the Christmas season, and it's a good reminder. Thanksgiving is gratitude. Gratitude is ego surrendering doership to the mysterious creation creator that has gifted one with abundance. It's a fantastic holiday, and people give it lip service, but they don't give it service. Recognizing the gift and the gifted abundance brings joy as it frees us from the error of doership. It's a trick of Creator to get us to surrender the role of doer. We do not think of gratitude as surrender, but it is. You're surrendering to the fact that you did not create the abundance you have. But you don't take it, because the ego doesn't want you to take it, to the understanding that you're not the doer. Some other power is the doer of abundance, and it ain't you. And it's really a joke, a trick. It's in your face, and you don't recognize it for what it is. You are surrendering doership when you are grateful. And why don't we get it? Because the ego doesn't want you to get it. And yet, that's the only reason for gratitude. Some other force, some other energy has gifted you. The song, Joy to the World, The Lord Has Come. Let earth receive her king. Let every heart prepare him room. Oh, make room for God. And heaven and nature sing joy. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Master power, God power is in charge. Let men their songs employ. Sing our surrender to Creator. Our recognition of that abundance that is represented by Creator. While fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy. Repeat the sounding joy. Gratitude is joy. Gratitude brings joy. Joy is the signature of gratitude. Repeat the sounding joys. Repeat the sounding joy. Let heaven and earth rejoice. Celebrate the gift. The gifts. You did not create the gift. Gratitude is recognition of the relationship. You, the recipient, creator, the giver. Ego surrender brings joy, and you are tricked into it. Joy brings open-heartedness. You're tricked into it. We remain significantly insignificant, or significantly insignificantly significant. Which is it? Humans are spiritually immature and need shepherding away from the cliff's edge, making bad decisions, making egotistical decisions as opposed to waiting for spiritual insight. Master Sawan wrote about his surrender to Baba Jamal Singh, his master. And he went to great lengths to tell the story of how he was too, let's say, skeptical of a spiritual teacher, and how he had to finally surrender to someone who was clearly a spiritual master. Master over the disciple. The shepherd keeping the sheep from the cliff's edge. It's interesting that American Indian tribes try not to tell their children not to do things, but they stand between them and the danger. But they don't keep harping on the danger. They wait for them to experience the danger by feeling the energy of it. As many tribes in the Orient and in the island cultures don't teach by language, they teach by hands-on. They hold the hands of the child learning to carve and take the hand through the motion of the carving. Or they stand behind the child learning to dance and hold their hands and body positions without articulating it, but making them surrender to the knowledge of the superior dancer or creator. Creativity is a very dangerous thing because it allows one to think they created. They want, and what makes oftentimes artists egotistically abominable is that they take credit for something they know they didn't do, but can't admit that it was done through them. Mark Twain, on the other hand, was very clear. He said, "I am simply like a rain barrel, and it's collecting the water from the roof and sky, and it's just my pen that is the spigot through which the rainwater writes upon the page." Awareness that creativity is a gift, not a creation. It's a gift. And gratitude for the gift in any form, any gift, whether it's cooking or landscaping or dancing or walking. The child is encouraged to walk. The child doesn't know how to walk. And he is gifted with the support of the adult. And then he wants to do it by himself. "I want to do it myself." Humans run around with, "I want to do it myself," all through their life on various and sundry levels of egoism. "I'm capable of, I did, look what I got, look what I am, look what I can do." And the trap is talent. The talent that is driven by inspiration, but claimed as self-created, ego self-created. Yes. Well, we have a long way to go. Hence my surrender. Most men in power have not the strength or the wisdom to be satisfied with the way things are. The saying, "No contentment." For beauty is their lover, and beauty is never absent from this world. The further away light is from one's touch, the more one naturally speaks of the need for change. Yes, overthrow any government inside, that makes you weep. Yes, overthrow any government inside, that makes you weep. The child blames the external and focuses his energies there. The warrior conquers the realms within and becomes gifted. Only the inspired should make decisions that affect the lives of many. Never a man who has not held God in his arms and become a servant of unity should rule. Surrender, surrender, surrender. Surrender the ego to the realization that the greatest power is with you if you will allow it. But wanting to be the ego doer, identifying with ego idea, keeps you from surrendering to the creator power. It doesn't mean that it won't work through you. You just won't actually have the experience of recognizing it because you're so egotistically tied up with the need to be the doer. In other words, need to be the ego. So, joy to the world, the Lord has come. Gratitude, 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 gratitude is the signature of surrender. To what? To a higher power. Some creative power that has given you something you didn't earn. You didn't earn it. So it must be coming from another source. And we don't get it. So the idea of Thanksgiving is really a wondrous holiday. Just after you let go of your goblins, I think. So here we are. Surrender is the trick that God has put before us and we don't recognize it. Gratitude is surrendering, but we don't get it because it feels like we're being grateful. We're being grateful. But when we're being grateful, we feel joy. And on the edge of that gratitude, that joy is momentary surrender of doership. Thank you for the abundance. Those are the prayers we offer, are they not? Thank you for the abundance. Which means we didn't make the abundance. Even if you thought you worked 40 hours a week, got a paycheck, went to the store, bought the things, cooked the things, put them on the table. When you get to thanking and gratitude, there's suddenly a little switch there produces a sense of abundant joy. And somehow you feel more open-hearted, a little more open-minded. And it's the trick that God has given us. If we would spend any time whatsoever in contemplating why there's a switch when we become grateful, when we offer thanks, when we recognize abundance that wasn't us, why wouldn't we do that all day long? Why wouldn't we do that every day? Why wouldn't we do it many times a day? Thank you for the sunlight. Thank you for the walls. Thank you for the house. Thank you for the cars. Thank you for, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Did you make your car? Did you drill for oil and gas to make your car run? Did you build the roads? Well, it feels like. Anyway, when we look out the window every day and we hear the grinding and we go out and we talk to the workers on the road, sometimes we feel like we built the road, but we didn't, and we know we didn't. And every little part of it is like a gift. Annoyed, but gifted. Children can be, quote, quote, annoying, because they can't recognize the gift of sweet direction. Does that sound familiar? Annoyed because we wouldn't accept sweet direction. There we are. What is the path of the masters all about? Recognizing the gift. The gifts and being shepherded away from the cliff edge. The ego edge, where does the ego take us? To the cliff's edge. Don't do it. As a teenager, you do it. You hear it because it has to be loud enough to shout over the roar of, let's go do it. But the whole idea is you're being shepherded towards surrender, to be mature enough to surrender to the Creator. Now, and now again. And it has to be repeated because the ego has repeated, I can do it. I should be able to do it. Isn't this my job? I need to be clever, I need to be competent, I need to have money, I need to have things. I need another potato peeler. Very important, another potato peeler. Where did the potato come from that you want to peel? In Idaho, 2 weeks out of the year, kids are let out of school to help with harvesting the potatoes. And when queried about whether or not they think it's work or worth it, they, to the person, say it's worth it because they understand how hard it is for crops to be brought in and to have been taken care of for a year to be harvested, and how the harvesting needs to be a cooperative effort because there's a short period of time of valuable ripeness or readiness for harvesting. And so teachers and students alike go and help with the harvest. The whole community ends up helping with the harvest. And learning skills as they do it. Learning how to drive the tractors and learning how to drive the harvesters and the doing the separating of the good and the bad and getting everything organized so that it can go into the storage areas, underground storage areas, where they put the potatoes so that they can be served throughout the year. And the teachers and the students alike, and the farmers and the community work together to get this harvest in. And they recognize the gift of that abundance. And that even though it's the work of the human, it's the gift of God, the gift of nature. So, yeah, we can continually think we're the doer, continually fuss over overwork, underpay, time, expense, backache, standing in the kitchen, you know, then having to clean the dishes and da 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 da. Shortcuts. Oh, let's go out to dinner. We are gifted at every turn. There isn't anything that's not a gift. And we don't get it. So, in the next few days, on your way to Thanksgiving, give a lot of thanks on your way to Thanksgiving. Practice can improve skill. But the reason to give thanks is to surrender doership. To surrender doership. Not to be proud that you're thinking, giving thanks, but to surrender doership. The whole idea of being in the man body is to get mature enough to surrender doership to Creator, to recognize Creator as the all-doer. And you ain't much of a doer. You're an interferer. Maybe that's doership. Okay. give you a little credit for interference with doership. Hmm? But that's the whole sequence of enlightenment, is to get to a place where we surrender to the all-doer. Just enjoy me, said God. Just enjoy me. And that enjoyment comes with gratitude. How would you enjoy God if you weren't grateful? Doesn't it take gratitude? Yeah, it does. So here we are. Wonderful holidays, wonderful time of year to really allow your ego to recede, and for your joy and gratitude to emanate, to come to the foreground. Because it's all about that. Enlightenment is about surrendering doership to Creator. Why would someone forward his books with my surrender if it wasn't important? If it wasn't important to surrender to God. And we don't think of it that way. But what else could it be? What else could it be if we don't surrender to God? It would be a lack of recognition. I mean, it's just stupidity, basically. It's having been hoodwinked, having been raised with the biological, egotistical mindset, as opposed to recognizing there's nothing going on down here except the will of God. That would be enlightening. That would be enlightening. And that takes surrender. You have to give up your ego's idea of you. Pinocchio the puppet, is he pulling his own strings, or is the puppeteer pulling his strings? Who's pulling your strings? What's pulling your strings? Are these not just lessons of waking up? Recognizing that you're being moved by the puppeteer? By God power. Well, wonderful season for being reminded over and over again that Thanksgiving is surrendering. It just is. Why would you say thanks if you weren't surrendering doership of something? I had the money to buy it. What was it you bought that you had the money for? And how did you get the money? I mean, it's endless if you take it to its root. The root is there's only one doer, and it's God. Good idea. I'm glad he had it.